Hello, and welcome to what should be episode, I've forgotten what number, 17, isn't it? Episode 17 of The Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Mordrigan.
I'm Squish.
I'm Pontius.
I'm Mr. Ed.
I'm Nix.
And we're probably getting a bloodied. People should start giving themselves tea. I've already stolen tea. Bear with us a moment, you're listening to a typical British thing of we kind of started and then we realised we didn't have the cups of tea done and now we're struggling to get the cups of tea. But that's fine, that's what you listen to us for. Well, that and occasionally we do some gaming. We did quite a lot of gaming, if we're honest. But anyway, today's tea is Twining's Darjeeling, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Loose leaf or bags?
Loose leaf Darjeeling tea. You might need to put more hot water in it in a minute. Oh no, you're just going to get the strong drink next.
Oh, that's okay.
You need a spoon.
I need a spoon.
And the sugar.
Sugar? Father, I didn't realise it was on the spoon.
Thank you. Tea.
You stir that one.
That's really quite nice. It's not a particularly strong tasting tea. It is a very light tea. It's a very light touch. It's the sort of tea you could easily drink on a warm afternoon without, you know, ending up hyperactive at the end of it. So, you know, utterly unlike Assam.
Which will make a punch in the face.
You'll either feel like a mummy or you've been punched in the face by the caffeinated man.
Multi.
It's lovely tea. It's quite a pleasant tea, this Darjeeling, isn't it? What do you think?
It tastes like malted Jimmy Goulden.
All of our listeners in America have no idea how annoying that woman is.
She wasn't annoying, she was just quite funny.
I'm sorry.
Blonde curly hair, right?
Yeah. who used to take her wine and then...
Smell it and squeeze it round
first. Well, I'm getting gamekeeper's jock strap.
Rumpled warm leather.
Yes. Rumpled warm leather, yes. And a little bit of Dartmoor on a wet Thursday. Nope! A wet Friday.
She is in many ways the godmother of food porn.
Yeah, she was, but to be perfectly honest, Nigella Lawson very much stole her crown.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm. We also have a blooded.
You can tell by looking at me. Hello.
Right. I suppose we should do a very quick. What the fuck have you been doing in gaming? What the fuck I've been doing in gaming? I've been playing Rome Total War 2. There is a minor problem that I had with the tutorial. They said go in and besiege this town, and I said okay, I will do that thing you just said. I went to besiege the town. I made a load of siege equipment. When I got to the battlefield. They didn't give me any of the siege equipment, so I stood outside the walls going, ooh.
And they stood on top of the walls going, ooh, right back.
No, they stood on top of the walls firing fucking spears at me.
Oh, well, that's just fucking cheating, is what it is.
Eventually I just went, you know what, fuck this shit, and left, causing me to lose my entire army, because for some reason when a Roman army loses, they all die. I thought it was 1 in 10. I also did a bit more of Far Cry 3, where I am still getting constantly eaten by fucking tigers, much to everyone's amusement. I've now added bears and leopards to my repertoire. Oh, and murder chickens.
Of being eaten by.
Yeah, murder chickens everywhere.
I didn't think they so much eat you as they do, you know.
Well, they kick you to death.
They kick you to death, yeah, but that doesn't count as eating.
The pirates continue to be the least dangerous thing on this island. It's hilarious. Anyway, what the fuck have you been doing in gaming?
Not much more than last session, given it's only a couple of days onwards. I've played a little more Lego Lord of the Rings, and that's it. So I do now have access to Lego Sean Bean, which is an endless source of amusement for me, if no one else. but I haven't managed to quite fit in any more Bioshock Infinite just yet, which is a pity, because I'm very much enjoying that.
It is a very good game.
Yes, yes it is.
I bought a 3DS XL, which is exactly like a 3DS, but slightly bigger.
So you didn't hold out for the 2DS that's coming out?
No, I wanted a bigger thing, and therefore...
Not a worse.
Please assume I've raised the finger of innuendo. Ooh. Now please continue.
Yes, which means that Pontius has inherited my 3DS.
Although technically we did like both buy it, so I sort of inherited also my 3DS that I haven't been able to get near for a year and a bit.
I bought all the games, so I've been playing that. I've been playing Animal Crossing. It's really quite frustrating.
Frustrating?
Yes.
Why is it frustrating? Or
because it's really simple and you have to do all of these things and be nice to everyone, and then you're like, oh, I've done this for today, and you put it down, and then you want to do it more, but you don't actually want to do it more.
But you just kind of have to.
And then you get this weird compulsion that you haven't checked your house or you haven't shaken a tree and taken something from it. It's just kind of frustrating. But now I'm playing it, so I have to continue.
I see. It's like gaming crack.
It's like gaming crack, but annoying gaming crack.
It's a never mind. I don't think we're going to be getting any like promotional material from Animal Crossing somehow.
No.
I just don't see it in our future anymore.
Well, we do keep making cracks. We could always get something from the crack dealer.
That's true. Big Henry might well be up for it.
I haven't been up to much.
Jesus, man. Let my side down.
I have been playing, strangely, a game on a 3DS, but I've been playing Crimson Shroud, which is a very interesting sort of, kind of, somewhere between a JRPG and a Western RPG, except in that everyone is, like, all the characters are immobile and mounted on bases all the time. And you're fighting on what is quite obviously, like, partially 3D D&D dungeon terrain. It's okay. Really quite funny.
Yes.
And all the dialogue is incredibly serious and miserable, which is a lovely offset.
As you do.
Fighting. Mostly fighting.
Okay. Awesome. Anything in particular or just generally for survival?
A large amount of bad guys that turned up at a village that we're in. Seven samurai.
Yeah, we are very much seven samurai-ing the shit out of them. Unfortunately, though, I've worked out which one I am. Giant sword runs off on his own to attack the enemy. I know which one I am.
Well,
it's okay for the moment.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not the end.
Although we are about to run out of ammunition.
No, you're not.
You are.
I'm not.
Yeah, you never had any. Well,
I've got 16 rounds. I've always had 16 rounds. It's the number of rounds that I have.
What I have to be concerned about is how much power I have. I'm getting back.
Yeah. Because eventually your jetpack is going to run out of fuel and you're just going to go, ow. Or possibly, you'll hover down to the ground when they're all dead. Because we're doing pretty well. But yes, we have very much been deafened.
We've killed a couple of hundred at least. A few hundred maybe.
We've killed more than a couple of hundred. But there was 150 horsemen in the first wave.
We're not quite sure how many there are. Because... there might be, in fact, less like 900 to 2,000, and there might be 20 to 30,000, and we have just sort of, like, touched the front of it.
Yeah, the finger of innuendo has been raised. Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't care, I got to horror a command team. 3 rounds of fighting, no commander standing.
From our current track record, we can take another 10,000.
Possibly.
They seem very competent.
Well, once the heavy bottles run out of ammo, it might go horribly, horribly wrong very, very quickly. But then I suppose you've got the flamer guys. Yeah. As long as I'm not looking at it every time.
Not doing anything in particular. I realised I was on save 3,892 of Skyrim.
Blimey.
Yeah.
That's a lot of saves.
I still haven't played that yet. I bought it, but I haven't played it yet.
You totally should.
I think I've played enough for everybody in the world that hasn't, judging by that number.
Depends on how often you save.
Unless I'm pickpocketing, not that often.
Blimey. In which case, that's very impressive. And you should feel both proud and slightly worried.
Yes, proud and slightly ashamed.
Just like everything.
Yay!
Oh. Yay! Yeah, life.
It's good life. Life is boring. Anything else?
Watching people playing The Binding of Isaac, which is a...
That's a weird, creepy little game.
Mm. It is, although it is quite cute how all the stuff actually makes Isaac change.
Yeah.
Although, I personally would never be able to dodge everything.
No.
It's really hard.
It is really hard.
It's also quite depressing when you figure out what the meaning behind it all is.
Well, it's not quite as squelchy as Super Meat Boy.
See, the Let's Play I was watching kept mentioning that, and I've never heard of it.
It's lots of fun, but there is lots of squelching, because you're made of meat.
I think it's... Oh, no, because I... Shit. No. The preamp has warmed up.
Hooray!
In which case, we now just remember to turn it on sooner.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm like louder on the correct side now.
Sorry, we were having some...
My voice is no longer warping around the room.
Technical issues. At some point, we really should get some money together and like, get, you know, like, proper vocal board and shit like that.
I think it's been fine all along. There's just been a sort of space-time distortion between us.
It's entirely possible. I am on the opposite side of the table. Right, tonight we are going to be playing Unhallowed Metropolis. I looked at the book and I've got the wrong book on the top and nearly said Necropolis. But my brain is working totally. Would anybody care to recap the horror that you perpetrated last time?
Oh, the horror we perpetrated? Right. We, well, more importantly, the Lord Lee sent Carmichael a present.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did.
A present called Christian in a lavender coat. It's a lovely chap.
Very well dressed.
Mm. I wasn't here last time, was I?
No, you weren't. Maybe they should describe in detail what they did. Unless you actually listened to our store. No.
No, I haven't.
Well, you'd have to join the Dropbox in there. Because I don't think you... Yes. So you could probably still... The Dropbox. I don't know. Can't remember.
Who knows?
Who knows? But anyway, describe in detail what you did, because Lottie was not here. You had a mental breakdown and went and sat in a wardrobe for a bit.
Yay, wardrobes! I like wardrobes. What did you do to my wardrobe?
Nothing.
It wasn't your wardrobe, we didn't think so. It was somebody else's wardrobe.
Yeah. But anyway, getting away from the point again.
I can't remember where we started last session. I remember we finished it and roughly what we did, but I can't remember what the session was before.
The last thing of the session before was him going and hocking two golden watches and a clock.
Oh, we did loads.
Yeah, you did.
Mm. Oh, God, that was my weapon.
I mean, everyone was spent planning our next move.
It was.
A lot of that planning time was spent, like, wandering around, visiting priests, visiting pubs.
No, that was what came after the planning, because that's what we planned to do. See, first, I kind of got volunteered, because no one else would, to go and have a word with the Wesleyans.
Like,
in their big, big tent of incense, which meant that it didn't smell of ammonia.
And piss.
So that wasn't, well, yes, because ammonia and piss, same difference, really.
So getting one from somewhere.
Yes. Anyway. So I went and had a nice chat with the Wesleyans. The yummy notes.
Who are the lovely Paul and Regina Tillins?
Paul and Regina.
Who live in the basement?
Yeah, who live in the basement of the boarding house we are in. I've been clued in by the lovely prostitute who had provided information for me that there was some sarcasm to the idea that they were totally teetotal Wesleyans. So we had a little. I mainly talked with Paul initially.
Yes.
He was a bit odd.
Yes.
He did profess not to know very much about the ladies who had died. He didn't care for Mr. Rustin, the non-female deceased, because he had no humility, had stolen some of their censers.
Salva and two
candlesticks.
Ah, right. Sorry. That's Catholic, isn't it? It's not censors. Anyway. Yes, he did not care for Rustin at all. He's not exactly disappointed to see him depart. He went back to, well, helping a tramp who was throwing up. At which point I had a little chat with Regina, who was, as it turned out, had been studied medicine at Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
She was in fact treating doing a stitching when I arrived on an unfortunate butcher, bless you, who cut himself. Yes, she professed not to know very much about the murders or the ladies involved. After he departed, we actually tracked down the butcher and discovered that the stitching he'd received from her had been done military style, just like the stitching that was found on one of the victims. The victim who attacked us in the train yard. Curiouser and curiouser. So, it was at this point, I believe, we returned to the boarding house and did a little reconnoitering.
Reconnoitering?
You can't see the quote fingers.
To be fair, there's a better description. No. We bumbled around loudly in the basement.
Yes.
Until someone spotted.
Yes, while Lord Lee distracted the fat man in the
chair.
Yeah,
what is this we?
Yes, it was, you know.
I found a very important piece of evidence. Possibly
true.
Quite conclusive.
This is true.
I just may have made a bit of noise in doing
so. And woke up Lord Harley McKinnon.
Oh, yes.
Who didn't really care all that much. He was annoyed that you'd woken him up.
He's a terrible man, we knew this.
He would say the same about you. Actually, I'm not sure you'd call
you a terrible
man
with poor taste.
Right. But what did you find in the rooms of Paul and Regina Teens?
Well, like Paul was initially interesting.
I took Paul and you took Regina.
Mm-hmm.
Finger of innuendo has been raised.
Oh my.
Paul was very neat. He had gin bottles everywhere from the thirsty soldier.
Soldier. Thirsty soldier, definitely thirsty soldier.
There was a photo under the bed with soldiers from 2012, Tesla Corp starting in Prussia. The captain was Paul.
Mm.
There was a diary between his mattress and the bed about whores being evil, it's all my fault, women brought in after death and then death. Then a box with several medals, including Victoria Cross.
That's the Victoria Cross.
That thing you usually die winning.
Yeah.
Because he charged a galvanic battery single-handedly to save men.
That's a galvanic battery, the sort of thing you fire at hordes of animates to make them all go away. Or turn into mist. Either all works.
I searched the not-so-young lady's room.
No.
And discovered a table full of some drugs and surgery implements. A wardrobe that wasn't so carefully organised inside. And some scrape marks on the floor. So promptly without even looking at anything else, I just moved the wardrobe and peeked my head round into the giant hole behind it.
Mm. The giant hole that seems to lead into what looks like some kind of bunker.
I then believe I didn't check anything else and I wandered out.
You put the wardrobe back.
Yeah, he did.
Actually went away,
he had to go back.
Woke up Harley McKinnon, growled at him a bit, looked upset, and then walked back down and put it in because she told me I had to.
Because the mourner, cleverer than Samson.
Well, yes.
And we found out that you apparently can't pick locks, despite the fact that you assumed you probably could.
I told you, the lock pick, not strong enough for that lock.
Yeah.
Look, you saw it break! Obviously faulty lock pick. This guy, we knew he was a terrible man, terrible equipment too.
How many lockpicks do you have?
One less than he had before. Lottie's looking at him with that look. Why did you not give the lockpicks to me look? She was in a wardrobe.
You were in a wardrobe.
In a wardrobe.
Yeah, you were in a wardrobe. But anyway, what happened next?
I believe some of us went to the Thirsty Soldier.
Namely myself and later on Samson.
Whereupon you were regaled with a story, I believe.
Well, yes, after ensconcing ourselves in the corner.
Also, by pretending to be a gruff, unhelpful soldier, I managed to get better quality gin. So I was quite impressed.
I didn't want to lie.
I didn't particularly lie. I just was like grunted a lot.
You lied by omission. For shame.
Well, I'm going to lie outside right now.
Does seem to be pissing down.
Yeah.
You're driving my guy, huh?
Yeah, it didn't sound that right now.
We're not blaming you.
Yeah.
Good! Good, you shouldn't.
We're
fairly
certain.
Because I'm awesome.
We're fairly certain you're not the main god. Yes. But anyway. Yes, obviously. What was the gist of the story you were told?
And, we probably went down that it was told by Paul Tillins.
Paul Tillins, winner of the Victoria Cross.
And increasingly drunk, Paul Tillins.
And very drunk, Paul Tillins.
The very core of this was that when out at the war.
In Prussia.
Yes, with his... He was a...
commander of a...
Tesla battery.
Tesla battery crew. And that one night, they decided to have some fun.
I believe they had been there some time.
Yeah, and the Prussians
and
weren't coming out and they weren't going in.
Doing an awful lot. So, well, they hadn't been doing an awful lot, so they went and got some fun.
Yeah, they got a nice little lady to entertain themselves.
So many fingers.
So many. Except in this case, you don't need the fingers because that is exactly what they were doing.
Yeah. Except they lost their fingers and everything else because it turned out the local lady was a vampire. Well, the Prussians had done a cunning trick. They had told the local vampires to go meet the English. Go on, you know you want to.
You won't be cross even at all.
Yeah. And the vampires were all like, yeah, whatever.
He was not the happiest man at discovering that by not stopping them doing this, he got them all killed.
And he spent 3 days hiding under their dismembered bodies. Don't forget that.
Ah, yes. So he got to let the full force of his decision literally soak in.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a horrible, horrible joke, and you are a horrible man for making it. Well done.
Yeah. We knew that about him already.
Well, of course, he's in the cult, so obviously he's horrible.
We're all such terrible people. Yeah. That's why we are required to roleplay for everybody else's entertainment for all eternity.
Dance, monkeys, dance!
Anyway, please continue with the recapping.
That was it from us. However, Lord Lee ended up meeting up with around the same time with Regina Tillins,
yes,
I believe.
Indeed. He's drinking his tea, fortifying himself, ready.
I can't remember what happened.
I don't know, I was in the bathroom.
What do you mean, tried?
You basically ended up telling her that you'd come here to help the poor, and she kept saying, oh, well, there's been all these murders. Maybe we should, like, get together and, like, sort out some money and stuff. Maybe you ought to go and tell all the other rich people about all the murders and such. It was only later when you all gathered together that you realised that she said nothing about the murders to him and told you everything about the murders.
Especially as he did bother asking.
Yeah, directly.
So what do you know about those murders then? But anyway.
You're catching the murderers.
Well, it's only the one murderer, actually. But that's enough of that. Where were you? Oh, I believe that's pretty much almost the end.
We went to the train yard.
Oh, yes.
After setting up, what's his face, with an interesting visit from Tristian.
Yes. Poor Carmichael. He won't know what's coming. No.
So many jokes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. I hired a prostitute and sent him out to Carmichael.
Yes. Yes, you did. You hired Carmichael.
He's a bit of a very skilled prostitute.
He does appear to be very good at it.
But then you know what would be fine if it turns out Carmichael is actually totally into that. That would be awesome.
I actually already know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so you'll see, right?
Not yet.
So anyway, you went out to the train yard.
Where we returned to the hole in the warehouse floor, which we believe led to the bunker, which we believe was also led to by the tunnel that was in Regina's room.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a noise.
Dun, dun, like the dun. Dragging of a body. The and moving the of a lantern.
The dragging of a body.
The moving of a
lantern. The moving of a lantern. The dragging of a body.
And then Samson managed to knock his lantern into something.
And then all the sounds stopped, which I believe is where we were at.
Yes, I believe I have up from out here stuck in a hole.
Incidentally, having listened to the most recent Vanderbilt on Hallowed Metropolis, we might be doing the game entirely wrong, or we might be doing the game entirely right. I have no clue. Because in this version of the book, which is the first printing, most of the skill rolls are stat plus skill or stat doubled. In this one, they seem to be just a skill or a stat, but why would you choose a stat over a skill? Because your stat tends to be high. I'm just going to continue doing it how I'm doing it, and if it makes it too easy, I'll just make it harder.
Hooray!
Numbers up.
Yeah.
Innuendo.
No, I'm not going to do it. Right, so at this point, I believe Samson is stuck halfway down a hole that is covered in desiccated zombie flesh.
I'm not stuck. I'm currently trying not to battle side, which is why I was rattling a lantern against them instead.
Yeah.
Like a washboard.
Yeah. That was totally what you were intending to do and everything. But yeah, the person or persons who were coming down the corridor have stopped and gone quiet. The lantern is still showing me. Because you could see some light coming around the door.
Do we have any light on us?
He has got a shuttered lantern. I don't know about the rest of you, but he's was the only lantern that was lit, but you closed the shutters. And so all of you had your weapons out.
Yeah.
I assume I'm there? Or
yes, you decided to leave your wardrobe and follow them, but they didn't notice you until now.
Hooray!
You incidentally do have your goggles on.
Hooray!
I make a nobody move gesture.
That you can't see because you're face first down a hole.
Well, I don't reckon I can fit through this hole.
Yeah, you probably can. You could get through the hole anyway, but it's just you might scratch yourself on zombie flesh infested concrete. Mm. How good's your contortionist and coordination?
I've got a leather coat.
Well, that probably helps. Armour would almost certainly protect you.
I do in fact have.
Yep.
No, I have a plain coat, not a leather coat. Oh, it is leather.
Oh, well, you're all right. You can probably go down perfectly safely. Probably.
I will try and lift the lantern out.
Okay. And it comes back with the lantern and waves in your general direction.
I will go and take the lantern.
Can I get a quick look at what sort of order you're in? Obviously, he's first as he's sticking through the hole. Who's directly behind him? Okay, so there's Lord Lee directly behind him. Who's after Lord Lee?
Probably
is the mourner.
Then it'd be me.
And then Lottie has turned up at the back and reaches round to take the lantern. The lantern that you can, because they placed it just by the door,
mm-hmm.
It goes out. Yeah.
No one can see me trying to climb through the hole.
Well, what happens is the power turns off and you can see the incandescent strip start to cool. So someone's probably turned it off.
Cookie.
Make me a wits doubled.
Not very much. 14.
I think I can't really see the hole through.
14. Strain to hear. There's a sound in there, but you're not sure what it was. You can't really see round him. He's jammed in the hole.
When the light goes on, I'm going to try and climb through. Goes off, I'm going to try and climb through because I'd rather not be like just my head suspended in.
Okay.
Like,
are you being particularly stealthy, or are you just?
Well, I'm going to try and do it quietly.
Make me a
just quietly.
I'm going to go with coordination stealth.
That's shadow, isn't it?
Yes.
18.
He sort of slides interestingly down the rubble and ends up lying on the floor and then brings himself upright. It's really weird. You hardly hear him move at all.
Acrobatics training.
Oh, was that I would like my special book, please?
If he goes through, I'm going to try to sort of move up to the edge.
Right. You can't see anything down there. It's pitch black. There's nobody in the room with him. You can just about see him. Plus, there's a bit of light coming through the door to the like rail house thing that you're
in. I'm going to try and move away from the hole so I'm not silhouetted in the moonlight coming through.
No, at the moment, the only one silhouetted in the moonlight is him.
Oh, I'm going to move slightly a bit out of the way, so I'm more like using this cover.
Okay.
And listen out and see if I can hear any movement in the room with me.
Okay. Make me a rich double roll again.
20.
Can't hear anything.
Move towards where the lantern was.
Okay. You move towards where the lantern was. Excuse me a moment. Where's the combat cheat sheet? Right, you are an aware target. What's your coordination? Your coordination?
2.
So you have a total of 13.
If this is a surprise attack.
No, you count as aware because you know there's somebody there.
Oh, okay. In which case, I know it's there.
There is a roar as a pistol goes off directly in front of you. Basically, the moment you start walking towards the door, somebody leans round and fires quite a large, unpleasant-looking pistol at you. There we go. I believe it is in the back of this book. Somewhere in the back of the book. Not that.
On the page turning song. Turn the page. You're staring at me sort of slack-jawed there, like I've done something crazy. I'm assuming, as I am aware, I do not get my gut feeling bonus.
You will turn up with that patch on your head.
If I get the first like surprise attack, or the it misses me, because I somehow know it's coming.
No, I think I'm good on that front.
I have a gut feeling.
So basically, you the gun goes off. And it misses.
I just go,
You'll
probably hear the trigger start to click and go, shit.
You fall start, on my face. You start moving towards the door and you see something move in front of you, followed by an unpleasant double click, followed by the roar of a gun. By the time the gun roars, however, you have fallen flat on your face.
Ow.
As fast as you possibly can, and all you can hear is cling, 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 as the bullet ricochets around the inside of the room. I will roll to see if you're really unlucky, or you're really unlucky. You were close to being really unlucky. A bullet ricochets around the inside of the room, and then you hear some running feet.
I say, oh bloody hell, after him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well at this point I think we'll do some initiatives. TD10 plus your prowess, please.
Ugh. Oh god, that was appalling.
19.
That's what, sorry?
Prowess. Which is...
Next to actions underneath will.
I can't remember how you work it out.
Though. I've got nine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's compared to something or something.
Right, so, at the top, anybody got higher than 12?
19.
Yep.
Okay, anyone got higher than 19?
No. Running by everyone's coordination and wit.
Okay.
13.
Okay, Lottie is first on 19. And then I believe it is you.
Anyone higher than 13?
No. Oh, yeah, I have 14.
Oh, twist on 14.
The people at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corinne.
We are in exactly reverse order of who closest is the way to go.
Well, somebody else on 12. 11.
on 9.
10. 9.
Both on 9.
Lee.
On
10.
15.
And then
9 on
9. Go team 9.
Which is fine because you're face down on the floor. Right, so, a gun's just gone off down there. Lottie, what would you like to do?
Anything you want, so long as it's probably not pushing down the hole. As funny as that would be.
Can I get down the hole?
Only if you shove him out of the way.
I'll go for it. In I go.
Okay. You get shoved bodily out of the way as Lottie drops down into the bunker.
What happens now?
Well, you know, all of those sort of messages you've been getting about burning and so on, I'd like you to make a control check for your mental disorder. I believe the control check is a will roll with a DR of 12, I think it is.
So I have to roll 2d10?
2d10 plus your will get over 12.
Dun, 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 dun. That's not over 12. It's 11.
You do have your second chance if you wish to use your reroll, because otherwise you are going to have a panic attack.
Let's reroll for funsies. That's better. That's...
Yeah, 12 on the dice will do it. For a couple of seconds, the almost endless screaming of trapped souls burning... they're not actually burning to death. They're asphyxiating from the smoke. Threatens to send you into an abject panic. When you come back to your senses, you're huddled in the corner in the room nearest the door. That's all you really achieved this round. Okay.
Down the hole.
But you are down the hole. Quist!
I also go down the hole.
Am I?
You can get up to the doorway if you wish and have a look round.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. You can see a figure further down the corridor. There's a door behind them, a big metal door, which is open. And further down that, you can see a bright light. Also, about 2 foot in front of you is a woman lying on the ground. Okay. Corin!
I would like to get down into the bunker.
Okay, you drop down into the bunker relatively easily. You can get up next to Quist if you like.
If possible. Is it possible to switch my weapons as well? Or will I need to be...
Got two actions around, too, yes.
Okay, so I switch, so I've got my Exculpus in one hand and a throwing knife in the other.
Okay. But yeah, you're up next to Quist. Are you looking around the corner?
I've heard a bullet go, so I'm trying not to...
So no is the answer. You're on a weird target. What's your coordination?
Coordination is 2.
Luckily, I believe these are just the die roll plus their skill.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for you, this person is a good shot. You have been hit by... Plus 2, you said?
Yeah, my coordination is 2.
13, they got... 14 on the dice, and that's 1. It's 5 over. They're just basically shooting at... Oh, 3 over.
Mm-hmm.
They just hit you, actually, looking at the modifiers. Okay. They hit you in the torso,
mm-hmm.
which is probably good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Got 1 armour in the torso.
Well, that... It's probably worthwhile knowing, but I don't think it's going to save your life.
No, fair enough.
Right. Oh!
Oh dear, you just rolled 20, didn't you? Oh dear.
For a total of 25, that will be a fatal win.
Okay.
You have a choice at this point in time.
Okay.
You can accept that Dr. Quist has just been shot through the heart. fall down and die. Or,
wow.
Or, you can take the devil's bargain.
Remind me how that goes again.
I don't like guns.
You see, the way this works is, you're about to die, but you don't want to die, do you? You don't want to die at all. But, you see, resisting death, coming back from something as horrible and terrible as this, well, it kind of has a cost.
Hmm.
There is always a cost to any sort of, well, trick like this. Let's see, Devil's Luck. When the character calls upon the Devil's Luck, the narrator must engineer some scenario to get him out of his current predicament. In this case, you won't die from being shot through the heart.
Hmm.
You haven't run out of second chances today. You've still got your second chance, unlike you. Currently, you've run out of second chances, so you can't call on the Devil's Luck. Don't get shot. Devil's Luck comes at a cost. You may only call upon it once per game session, and one of your corruption paths will increase by one.
Okay.
Which corruption path are you increasing?
Well, let's see. I mean, the only one I got anything in mind is drive. Twisted.
So you could have one of the other two, or increase your twisted to two.
I will actually get a desire. That's okay.
Okay. It's all the corruption paths.
Okay.
Right, and desire corruption.
Should I have a look at those and sort of pass you a note?
Yes. You should. Okay. Totally sure. Right.
Didn't want to give the game away for the folks at home.
There you go. There is a flash and a bang, and Dr. Quest falls backwards into the room. I've also just passed you the initiative, excuse me.
Sorry. I put my finger on the bit he was on.
Lee.
Oh, I suppose.
Dr. Quest has just fallen backwards into the
room. I suppose I'd better display some leadership.
Yes.
Get me down in that hole.
You can get down in the hole, you can get onto the doorway if you like.
Yeah, can I fire around the corner?
Not in this round.
Okay.
Unless you've got two actions, I don't think you do. Mm-hmm. I think. He does?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty good. I'm impressed. Right, oh well, you are taking a minus two. A minus two for moving. And a minus three for poor visibility, because it's pitch black in there. There's loads of guys here, mate. But yeah, you can take a shot.
Well, you can. Let's just work out how this. I have a gun.
A gun, you say?
I've got a Magwitch Terminator.
Okay.
That sounds...
He's got a flashy gun, is what he's saying.
Apparently, it can't be fired one-handed, if that makes a difference.
That's fine.
Use two hands.
You've got your skills
that affect it. You roll 2d10 plus your gun skill.
Am I going to be able to see a target, or am I going to...
Yes. Basically, there is a shape by a large metal door, but there's a bright light behind it, so it's relatively silhouetted.
Is it doing this?
There is a big cloud of smoke around it, yes.
I got fire at that.
Okay. Ooh. I think you've probably hit with the 16 on the dice. What's your gun skill? Shooting skill?
Two.
Pistol.
Pistol, two.
Okay.
Pretty I've good. Got lucky shot and fast draw as well, if that makes sense.
Fast draw will help you get it out, but I don't think lucky shot is something different. A lucky shot may help you actually, because I think it's if you roll a 10 on the hit dice, you hit them in the head. This may be the shortest denouement ever.
Bang! Full well,
guns are really dangerous in this. They are absolutely the most dangerous thing.
They're all guns against like people.
Guns.
Fucking guns, man. Guns.
I've never been shot.
Guns.
I'm reliably informed.
Guns.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm doing my
It's probably not very pleasant.
You know what I've noticed about the first edition of this book is it didn't have an index. Can you look up Lucky Shot in there, please, for me?
Okay. I think it's at the front of the back.
It's right. But go right ahead, and for the moment, you'll roll 2d10 to see where you hit them.
4 and 7.
11.
11. Okay, so you hit then in the torso. So 2d10, 2d10 plus your weapon's damage modifier.
It's written out there.
Unless Lucky Shot hits her in the face.
Plus 4.
Yeah.
Unless for some reason they're shooting a stake.
I don't think so.
It's got right around the meters.
9 plus 5.
14 is a serious wound.
Rawr.
You hear a "Ugh!" at the end that sounds a bit like a woman.
After I fire, can I shout down, throw down your weapon?
Yes, you can.
Should have probably done that first, but you know.
Samson, you are currently prone on the floor. It'll take you an action to get up.
Well, get up then.
You can probably get up and move over to near the door where everybody seems to be stacked up. At the moment, you're in a corner. He's lying on the ground, potentially deceased. Over by them, you two are sort of in the doorway, but you're not napped enough to be around the corner.
Okay, yes, that's just...
Okay.
What does the sound do?
Back to the top. Lossie.
Question.
Okay. This is going to be one of your special abilities. Question. Yeah.
If I used that...
Yeah.
...from behind the door...
Yeah.
Are they in range for it? Well, 4.
No.
No.
No, they're not in range for that. Sorry.
Okay. That's fine. Give me one. So how far away are they?
They're probably about 12 metres. It's quite a long corridor.
Right, yeah. If he rolls a 10, I'm not specifying a target. He may choose to hit his opponent's arm, head, heart, leg, or torso.
Okay. So for next time, we'll know. If you roll a 10, you might want to shoot him in the face. This is why you've got a reputation as a duelist.
Did it say head?
Yeah.
It did say head, yes. It did.
Or heart.
Or heart.
Fortunately, I chose to shoot them where I did.
Yeah, the torso. But anyway, so what are you doing, Lottie? You're going to do something unpleasant and spectacular, aren't you?
Nothing that's really appropriate right now.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have the range yet, do you?
You don't have to do anything appropriate. You can do something
What are you going to do? Because at the moment, they seem to be getting away. Or at least making a damn good attempt to.
Thinking.
I am thinking.
Ah, excuse me, I've had an incredibly itchy nose there for this moment. What that's supposed to mean. See, this is the problem with being a special person. You have too many special things you can do. Oh, she's found them.
Okay, right, we're going to go with that original one, but instead of sucking towards, throw away.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that and try and run down the corridor.
Okay. Can I have the book a sec? You will need to... Okay, make me a wound check, I think it is.
Fourteen.
Oh, that's pretty good. Right. Here's what happens. She sort of goes, and runs past you all and down the corridor. You are thrown to one side as your Exculpus leaps towards the wall. You are pushed to one side because, well, your gun flings itself out to one side.
Stop bloody doing
you're
that.
You're pushed out to one side and you slide slowly across the floor. You're running towards this person and they sort of start raising their gun and then the door slams in front of them. The door slams in their face.
Excellent.
You hear a clang and probably some swearing. But now there's a door between you and them.
It's fine.
Christ. Do you have an answer for me, by the way? Okay.
It's inappropriate.
You wake from a beautiful sleep. You're lying in the corner of a soot-stained room. Dust drifting down on you. Quite a horrible pain in your chest. And in fact, you're fairly certain that the last thing you remember was getting shot in the heart. Which probably means you're probably dead. But you don't seem to be bleeding. You sort of start searching through your pockets and stuff. And you find this thing. It's like a shattered bottle just over where you were shot. Or just a bottle of laudanum. But that obviously saved your life.
Huh.
You are also lying on the floor.
Can I get up?
Yeah. Do you have two actions?
Well, no, I only have one, so I'll just
get
up. In
which case, you just sort of push yourself to your feet. He isn't dead!
I have two actions, if that means anything.
You did two.
Oh.
Wham! And then ran down the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, at this point, it becomes Corrin. You recover your rose compass from the wall.
I look to see what's happened down the corridor.
The door has slammed shut, and Lottie is quite close to it now. You're probably about 2 metres away. Don't spray cookie everywhere.
We're good.
Okay, good.
No 13?
No 13. Anyway, 13 only works on you. We haven't yet found Squishy's trigger.
Hmm?
Have you not noticed how I can just say 13 in a certain voice to bloody and cause him to crack up with laughter?
No.
I'll show it to you at some point.
Am I?
Yeah.
But we haven't found your trigger yet. We're lucky. We found Omar's. It's packed full of cheese. Actually, that made me giggle.
No, is that mine?
You need this one.
Yes, I do need that.
Okay. What are you doing?
I would like to try and go up to the next door.
Okay. You start moving down the corridor, and about halfway down, you need to make me a vitality roll, I think. It's the closest that it comes. It's strength, isn't it? It's 14 you rolled, isn't it?
So, just base vitality plus...
Yeah.
13.
You get to 4 metres away from Lottie, and you take a step forward, and your Exculpus doesn't come with you. It sort of goes... Plong. It and the throwing knife won't go any closer to Lottie.
Can I talk to
Lottie?
We can't help... Well, I don't know what you're doing, but we none of us can help you. If you keep it up.
You do have one more action. What would you like to do? I think we may be overstating this thing's power, but...
Comedy.
Yeah.
Stay at that distance and just ready my throwing knife if that door opens.
Okay.
Not that it'll do much good, but...
I suspect that you think the door might actually be on the other side of whatever Lottie's doing. So it's probably currently being held really quite closed. And indeed, you get that proof to you. Because somebody you can see the handle working and on the other side. And then it goes quiet. Lord Lee.
Can I run up to join him?
You can get as far as Corin. When you take a step forward, your magwitch and your belt buckle won't go any closer to Lottie.
It's really, really dark in here now.
Yes, it is currently really quite dark, I think. That one... Can you just check for me if that one is one of your brighter powers? I don't think it is. I think it's the other really unpleasant ones that are bright.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about
the In which case, yeah, it's completely invisible. There's a lantern by the door by your foot. There's the lantern that you've got.
No, he's got it.
Okay, well, there's a lantern by your foot. Next to the dead woman.
What the hell is going on here?
So, you move up with Corin. Samson.
Lantern, light. Look at dead woman. Look at woman.
Okay!
Is she dead?
The entire corridor becomes quite bright all of a sudden as he turns the lantern off. Yes, the dead woman is very, very dead. She's the prostitute that he was talking to yesterday.
Sorry, old boy.
She's, well, it looks like someone stabbed her fairly expertly in the carotid.
That time to do anything else?
How many actions do you get? Two?
One.
You can make a basic examination of her, but other than that,
no. Not that complicated. In which case, I will, quick call my animate restraints and wait till next round.
Okay.
Go.
Back to the top. The cops, Lossy. Currently, you're keeping them back and the door shut.
I will tell you to not move, go forward, and switch it round.
Make me a roll.
This could be really quite disastrous. That door's going to hit you in the face.
It's going to hit me in the face if this works. 20.
Actually, it probably won't because heavy objects are not that. But that was a 20. Right, you take a step forward and reverse...
sort of pushing the other side.
The door sort of swings open somewhat. You can see the light, and you can see a figure disappearing towards the light at the far end. Yeah, I definitely overstated the power of that one. I think I was thinking of the one above. Wow. Yeah, I just gave you something that's way up here, isn't it? But never mind. Yeah, you managed to reverse it. You can feel your escapus now sort of pulling slightly forwards. Which would be really bad if you just let go. Shump! But the door is now open and, isn't being held anymore.
That's you.
You've got two actions, so you can do another one if you want.
Flesh.
Run. Towards them.
And then she starts running down the corridor. She dives through the door, which closes behind her, and runs down the corridor.
Can I give
the water... She is a mad woman.
Can I give the water a look that's half, what the fuck? oh dear.
You're running down towards the fleeing figure.
Did you actually tell us we could move yet?
Nope.
No.
Time to wait there.
Quist! Lottie! Says something to her! Steps forward, the door opens on its own, then she runs through it and the door closes behind her.
Bloody hell. I start chasing after the madwoman.
you run it. He runs past you and drags the door open. She's quite a ways in front of you. You only get one action.
Only one action.
You manage to drag the door open, but you can't get into the other corridor yet.
Okay.
The corridor is now quite well lit up. The person at the other end is wearing what looks to be an old death watch coat of some description. Big high collar, long leather coat, leather trousers, leather boots. They definitely have some kind of horrible, nasty giant pistol, though. Right. Which you can attest to, because shot in the chest.
Yeah, you know, I've got the bruises and the impaled bits of glass I need to prove it.
Corin. The door's open again! about three quarters of the way down the... Right. Almost the entire distance down the corridor, there is a figure wearing what looks to be old Death Watch armour. About three quarters of the way down the corridor is the mad woman going, and running towards, well, the person at the far end. About halfway down the corridor is Quist, who has just opened the door, and then a quarter of the way down the corridor is you and him. Behind you is him, who hasn't bothered going down the corridor at all yet.
How many feet away is the figure? More than 40.
More than?
Is it more than 40?
40? No.
Okay.
It's less than 40.
40 foot is quite a long way.
40 foot is 13 metres, something like that, which is actually a surprisingly large distance.
Well, that's how far my throwing knife can get to.
Okay, well, that's good.
Oh, God.
What I'm next asking is, if I was to throw something, what, how, those two?
Right, make me an intellect roll.
Oh, this may not be very good.
I roll two.
I have an intellect of two, plus three is five and ten, 15.
Okay, if you throw a knife...
You'll definitely get them.
It will probably hit Lottie. Because, well, even
around.
At this range, you can still feel your skull just slightly pulling towards her. And a flying knife is definitely going to hit her.
In that case, my first action, I'd like to run as far into
you
can, up as I can.
You're fairly quick, aren't you? You've got high coordination and so on. You can probably get up to where Lottie is.
Right. What does it feel like my weapons are doing?
They're basically
now.
You are running like this with your weapons by your side. By the time you get to Lottie, your weapons are over towards the side where Lottie is. There's quite some pull towards her here.
Okay.
Come with Bowers.
Roll one. Come on.
Yeah. Definitely.
I've been waiting for ages to do this as well.
Yeah.
The figure.
Yeah.
If I was to try and get in within, like,
you
melee
can,
range
you
of
you can probably get up to it, but you won't be able to attack it.
Won't be able to do anything.
And it does have a gun.
Yeah, and if I mean, I can't do any kind of dodging or parrying because it's a ranged attack still at that distance.
Well, what you could do is evade this action, giving you a benefit to your... defense, which is coordination times two, which for you is quite high. So if you move towards them while evading, they're likely to shoot at you, and you're likely to hopefully not get shot in the face.
Well, better it hits me than Lottie, so I'll do that.
Okay. You sort of dart forward, starting to sort of zigzag slightly, aided greatly by the fact that your weapons seem to be going on all sorts of weird directions. It seems to work, because the person at the far end takes a shot at you. Right, it is no longer poor visibility, but she is going to be moving. So, 15, 19, total of 17, which I don't believe is enough to hit you with your coordination times 2 added onto 11.
Coordination times 2 is 8.
So 19 is your defense. You feel the bullet go past your head. How unlucky are you, by any chance, do you think? Not that unlucky. It goes past her head and starts going past you down the corridor, but curves and hits the wall. Then the figure dives out through the opening, the bright opening. You can't actually see them at the moment. Hey!
After her.
Okay, You get two actions, don't you?
Yeah. Do I reckon I'm going to be able to get close enough to hit her?
You can probably get to the bright opening in this round if you double move. Bear in mind, though, you'll get to the bright opening and be inside a bright opening, and your mourner may stab you in the arse in a moment for being so silly.
Could I move up so that I'm kind of back against the wall by the bright opening with my gun pointing
at the opening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd shout out, is there a king or a queen on the throne?
It is a queen. It's Queen Victoria III.
Throw down your weapon in the name of the queen!
Okay, he rushes past you, breaking every rule of, you know, like, mourner, lord, relations. He's not supposed to be in front of you when there's, like, guns about. Unless the guns are behind you, and then he's supposed to be in front of you. And then he starts shouting at them. That's not going to piss them off at all. Samson, you're way back at the back. You basically truss up the dead woman.
Well, the last lot had turned into zombies.
Mm-hmm. Fine, back to the top. Lottie, ahead of you is Corin and Lee. About where you are is the Doctor, I think?
About, yeah.
And then way behind you, playing Tie Me Up, is Samson.
So this person...
They've gone through the bright opening into another room.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
Because I have
things
that I can do level that.
Yes.
Excellent. I wish I'd seen this earlier.
Yes. Yes. I did wonder why you didn't do that one.
Because I didn't see it earlier.
Yeah.
In which case I'm going to.
I assume you're not sustaining the other one.
No, I'm going to stop the other one and run.
Okay. You stop the other one and run right into the gap or. Up to the gap where Lee is, sort of in cover. Which do you do?
In cover.
Okay.
And ideally, I want to look round and try that.
Okay, in which case you're going to have to be visible, and can I please open the book so I can see which one you're actually pointing to? Because there's a couple you could be doing, and none of them have got. You've seen the other one.
Have a look at a couple of these things.
Give some out.
Good for the assailant or good for us?
Yes. Well,
good for one of them.
I see you found the win fight power.
Not exactly, but certainly interesting. Although I have mentioned that she's wearing Death Watch armor. I'm so pleased. The minions of the Monster Master are no longer deceased.
Huzzah, they've returned.
Yeah, they basically one of their hard drives exploderated. I did actually honestly thought
he'd kill them.
Yeah. I honestly thought that our questions proved too much and they'd basically been rendered insensible by trying to answer them. But luckily this was not the case. What are you doing, Lottie?
Hang on.
It's a mystery. We should have break the messages from our sponsors.
If we had any sponsors, that would be great. If you want to sponsor us, if you want to send us stuff and have us review it, we will totally do that shit. Really, we will. Come on, send me free stuff. I will totally review it.
We'd need to give them like an address or something. Well, they could email.
They can email us on thecultoftandice at gmail.com, Or you can send cultTDice a tweet or whatever it is you do with that.
Don't send us any carry twat, because that's pornographic.
Yeah.
Also, there's enough.
I don't think that's covered. I don't think that's covered by the postal service somehow.
No.
That went weird.
Do not send us detached vaginas. It's wrong. Don't send us attached ones either, because you know I don't think you're allowed to post people in the mail.
Why don't you just stop now?
I don't think there's anyone.
No, I like breaking up rope to hang myself with.
Okay.
Too many things. I might go with just
the top one.
That one. And
just try and turn out the lights in there.
Okay, yes, you can do that.
Alternatively, I don't think the other one that I wanted to do will affect
the one down in the bottom left.
Will affect.
You need to be touching that one. It's the next level where you can just go.
Yeah, which I don't have yet.
But you can do that one if you really want to.
What?
The one that you just pointed out. Go on then. Plus your will. Plus your skill of skillness.
16.
Right. Lottie runs up to the hole in the wall. And so far you think, okay, it's been going a little weird. She went screaming down the thing and everything moved out of the way and then everything pulled towards us. And well, that's all right. She gets to the end of the thing and goes, ah! Poof! All of the lights explode. The torch you're holding explodes. The other one is an oil lamp, isn't it? So that doesn't go out, but all the lights go out. How far is that? It's something like 3 meters times your will, and you've got will 4.
Yeah.
Everything for 12 meters has just gone out. Actually, the torch in your hand then is actually okay, because you're way down the corridor. But yeah.
I have that moving.
Does anybody have any Tesla or galvanic items? Not you. You don't need to worry.
I'm an abstract.
Nope. You don't. I know you don't.
Obviously.
What defines a Tesla or galvanic item?
It will say Tesla or galvanic item.
None of mine do.
Excellent. What happens is it goes instantly dark as the light bulb in the room in front of you pretty much explodes.
What the bloody hell's going on?
Quist! There's still light coming from the far end of the corridor, but it does suddenly go much brighter and then goes back to normal.
I will run up towards everyone else.
You're all stacked up on the doorway again.
I've only got the one act, so all you can do is get up there.
Yeah. Okay, Corin.
Some of us are safely at the back.
So Lottie's in the doorway.
No, she's sort of up next to you. She doesn't actually have to be in the doorway for that one. Because it's just an area of effect where I fuck everything electrical power.
Well, I can do my two actions together.
Yes, you can. In fact, it makes more sense for you to do so.
Where am I?
You're right by the door.
Does it look like the opening to the that we saw?
Before the light exploded, you were fairly certain that was Regina's bedroom.
Okay. I would like to go in.
Okay. You get into the room. You can see a figure by the doorway. You can probably get over to them if you wish.
Yes.
Okay.
They still got the gun on them, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there any other weapons on them that are out?
Not in their hands. They're using their other hand to open the door.
Okay.
Possibly. And the pleasant thing about pistols, use them in close combat.
Can you help me look up the disarm rules? Because I've got notes, but they're not that.
I could try. It is a combat maneuver, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the start of the combat section.
Yeah.
Very intuitive.
This version of the book is better than the last version of the book, but it's still not great.
Because I think I have to succeed hitting their arm.
Entirely possible.
And then it's my melee weapon versus their concentration if they don't have disarm.
Oh, where is it? Right, okay. I'm looking in the
loser. If we tie, there's no disarm, and then the loser gets disarmed, I think. if it's we've both got
disarm. Disarm. Typically not in the back. Typically.
About your superior ability to do girl from Ipanema.
I still haven't found the fucking thing I'm looking for either.
Shit. Does anyone else know any good songs? I could start seeing
Hotel California.
Panama! Sure, there's more to that.
Just now.
Just now. For fuck's sake, combat maneuvers. Where
you,
the fuck
you
are
deny
you?
The greatness of Van Halen.
I deny the greatness of Panama.
They're like stumps. Stumps, maybe the right word. Maybe stunt is the word.
Where Panama is
near,
not a
like
great
melee weapons, stuff like that.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
I would not wish to deny the right to the Panama.
You'd totally think that it'd be like near something that makes sense.
Yes, they could make the coffee.
Pursue.
Wow, I'm being really
there we
offensive
go.
Tonight. I better shut up.
Character with the stunt has become skilled in disarming combatants after succeeding in hitting an opponent's arm. The attacker makes a contested melee weapon roll versus his target's coordination. If the attacker wins, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so first things first, you need to hit them in the arm, which is a -3 to hit. They are an aware target.
Yeah. I think Panama's
so you need
place.
A 15. It's 2d10 plus your extra skill. Sadly, you're not trying to hit them in the head, because they're not holding their gun in the face.
14, including all the minuses.
You missed their arm.
If only they were gun.
They're quite agile. They see the giant Exculpus heading towards them and sort of jump back slightly, not realising you were just trying to knock the gun out of their hand, but thinking more that you were going to eviscerate them, which is also an option. They bring the gun up and try and take a shot at you, yes. but they are considered as still being moving. You didn't evade this time then, did you? Okay, well that's not too bad then. They actually miss with a massive total of 10. But then they basically fire the gun. It's a bright flash of light and a roar of sound, and they dive out of the door. Lee, your mourner just went past you and you heard a shing sound that wasn't followed by the sound of a falling body, so you're not sure what's gone wrong there. Then there is a roar of gunfire and the sound of a door slamming open.
Piling afterwards.
Okay.
Basically, I'm after the person she was fighting.
You dive into the room, your mourner is by the door, there's no lights in here at all, and you kind of bark your shin a little bit on the bed. You're definitely in Regina's bedroom. You can see a figure running off down the corridor through the open door. You could get up to them this round, but you couldn't actually do anything to them.
Right, can I shoot them again?
You can try and shoot them, certainly.
I would like to try and shoot
them. Okay, they are partially obscured, and you have poor visibility, so you're taking a -4.
That's not so good.
They aren't actually evading, so...
That's going to be 11...
That's no. If they were unaware, you'd have hit them. Otherwise, you blaze up another shot, and next to your head,
where it rerolls anyhow.
You can use your reroll if you want to risk it.
Of course, I want to risk it.
Go ahead then.
Ooh, that's gonna be good. 15.
That will hit, but only just. So roll me a location. Oh no, you got a 10.
Choose your location.
Yeah.
You want to hit them in the head, the heart, the arm, or the leg?
The leg, I think.
Okay. There's plus 0 to damage there, but if you cause an incapacitating wound, then yeah, it might not work. Oh, they're wounded. I must remember they're wounded. Right. Damage. Roll 2d10 plus your weapon's damage, plus 0. Ow.
17?
So,
yeah.
No,
17. Incapacitating wound in the leg.
No more kneecap for you.
Right, bear with me. Now, this is the first time we've had an incapacitating wound come up, isn't it?
That laugh is
never good.
I'm so glad it's not
good.
Yes.
He comes into the room, moves up to where you are, and fires down the corridor. You hear a crunching sound. Bit of Darjeeling in your tea. You hear a crunching sound, and the figure falls to the ground with a scream.
I told you bloody well stop.
Samson. The corpse is starting to move. It's well and truly tied up because you've already used the restraints on it.
I'm a piercing iron.
Okay. Put it against the forehead. Now its head to the ground. Stops moving. Chris might get a bit cross in a minute. The person is thrashing about on the ground a bit further down the corridor. But he seems to still be trying to sort of crawl away. You hear from the other end of the corridor, "What the fuck's going on?" Something appears at the top of the corridor and it is followed by
Don't
click
shoot!
Click! What the fuck?
Don't shoot, you blithering idiot!
Who stole my fucking shotgun shells?
Nice.
What the fuck's going on down there? Oh, they've attacked me! That is definitely Regina's voice.
Can I run up?
Yeah.
Can I put my foot on my hand with the gun in it?
Yeah.
Don't move your face.
Fuck off! You've got to let me go! Look, I get it. You're a pervert, but this is going too far.
Can I run out at this point?
Yeah.
And just generally be like, she's not right!
Lossie runs over and just stands there going, she's not right!
Well, what's the hotel owner's name?
I can't fucking remember.
Neither can I, that's why I asked you!
I don't think you ever actually asked his name.
No,
we'll really call didn't. Him Horace.
However long it takes whilst this is going on, I will be extracting Spike.
Yeah.
Wiping off, putting away, taking off restraints.
Okay.
Throwing him over shoulder.
Yeah.
Entire body, walking down the corridor after them.
Okay.
I'll turn up at some point behind them.
Come and have a look at this, why didn't you?
I can't have a look, all the lights are out.
Someone light a bloody lamp.
You've got one in your hand. Okay. Bright light fills the corridor. Right. Regina is down on the ground. There is a massive pool of blood starting to spread from her leg that has bent in a place where it's not supposed to bend. Okay. Basically, it comes down from her hip straight, then takes a right angle, and then there's the knee.
Can I basically stabilise her?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Or you can draw.
Okay. Or you can kill her. Attempt. Well, I'd rather not kill her at the moment. I mean, intentionally.
Mm. Right. You need to make a medical check, and it is DR11. So it's just your medicine to get DR11.
So do D10 and medicine. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, no, that's a 10.
And you didn't sedate her either, so actually the difficulty would be 14.
You've just kicked her in the leg.
Chris sort of leans down and goes, "Oh, this is a very bad break. Uh-huh. Bear with me."
Good work, Chris.
And she's thrashing around and you can hear
still
the sounds
on
of
rent.
Broken bones grinding together.
Can I take the pistol?
Oh, yeah, it's yeah, very easy. It's an old death rifle. You do get a reroll.
Wait, do I have a reroll?
Yeah, you've got a reroll now because you've got two corruption.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
You used one of your rerolls to get.
Okay, yeah, I'll try and reroll that then.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Actually, do I have any sedative on me? No, I don't think I do.
Big Daddy Corruption will totally let you reroll.
That doesn't sound wrong at all.
Don't worry.
That's a 14.
Okay, you start working and then you realise that that's not going to work and then you just sort of grab her hip, grab her foot and just pull.
Yeah.
Crunch!
I'd say sorry, but I think we both know I'd be lying.
Good work, Chris.
You're welcome.
Now, look, I quite understand. You told me from the very off that you were pervert.
Oh, shut
up,
man.
But this is just wrong. And
She's the one who's been murdering the prostitutes.
What?
Come and look at this. Do I tell her how to cook?
I've not been murdering them.
What have you been doing?
What? I'm not a murderer. You've got to understand.
What are you then?
I'm a philanthropist. Don't you get it? Don't you understand?
Oh, I think I understood entirely.
No. No, you see, they were going to die anyway, all of them. Every single one of them. They all had diseases, and some of them had the plague, and some of them had syphilis, and they were all going to go mad or die in some way already. I didn't do anything other than hurry them along, and far better to give them a quick, clean death than the sort of mad death they were going to get otherwise.
How many of them?
What? How many of them did I kill? All of them. But you've got to understand, I was doing it for the betterment of the poor. Don't you get it? She seems to have forgotten she's got a broken leg. It's quite strange and a little bit frightening. Don't you understand?
I understand entirely.
Do you know the story of Jack the Ripper? Let me tell you. Oh, it's a very good story.
Has everyone else turned up at this point, given the gunfire?
You can... Not yet, no. For a start, Paul is unconscious because you saw him getting dragged back. There was nobody else staying in the hotel, and Harley will turn up in a bit. Do you not know? Well, in the 1890s, there was a murderer in Whitechapel.
On that at all.
And basically, he murdered prostitutes, you see. Jack the Ripper, he murdered prostitutes. But what they didn't see, what nobody remembers about Jack the Ripper is, he was a great thing for the poor. Because he shone a light on the plight of the poor. He was the greatest charity worker the London had ever seen. Indeed, if the zombies had not occurred, then the plight of the poor would have been completely transformed by this one man. And I thought that if I euthanized some of the more wretched cases, that the rich would notice the plight of the poor again and work to help them, to make their lives better. I mean, you had already seen the plight of the poor. I thought if perhaps you had a close encounter with one of the poor unfortunates, that it might prove to you the worth.
I'm convinced.
Ah, good, good. So you'll let me go and...
Wait, it's not me you've got to convince. I'll turn to the manager. Get the authorities, will you? That's a good chap.
You realise she's batshit fucking crazy, right?
The thought had occurred.
Harley McKinnon turns up at the top of the... What's going on? I heard gunshots.
Why didn't...
That's the point at which he turns up with a corpse.
Over one shoulder.
What are you doing here?
Well, why don't we let this young lady explain everything, Mr. McKinnon?
Okay.
I'll let her recover the story.
The hotel owner will go off and get you a policeman. Well, a member of the Death Watch.
In fact, I'll wait till he turns up as well and get her to recount the story.
Yeah. Eventually, the Death Watch turns up and hauls her away. Turns out, she did used to be a member of the Death Watch. She was one of their medical corps until she saw one too many bad things and ended up going a bit strange.
Cuckoo. I'll turn to the health hello. Well, I'm glad she came out with that because we didn't have any proof up until that point.
So why did you shoot her?
She started it.
Well, yeah. I will look for her. She did.
Yeah.
She really, that body really down? Did. Or is our agreement still holding?
I'm an honourable gentleman.
I'll take that. Then. Thank you.
I'll throw it out.
He has just rather callously thrown the body of the lady you were speaking to last night at Harley McKinnon, who
we'll probably step out of the
throws
way.
Her over his shoulder like a sack of potatoes and heads off to find the Death Watch to sell her.
Did you turn plus one?
Yeah.
That would be a 12.
You smack him in the face. BANG! The lights go out a bit.
I'm sorry, next time I'll keep her alive for you. Or twitching.
She punches you again.
BANG!
I don't like sitting in between. Really.
Sorry.
It's a bit dangerous by my face.
What's that for?
You can slap him if you like.
I need a fucking drink.
The thirsty soldier's still open. And there endeth the first mission. Obviously you wait until the arraignment. It turns out the Death Watch is rather down on people who make zombies for no logical reason, or indeed at all. So the trial takes about 4 hours. Did you do it? Yes, I totally did it. Okay, fine. And then she's put against the wall of Camden and shot.
Good. Again.
Yeah, this time they do it properly.
Yeah. Multiple bullets.
Well, it's a single Death Watch squad, which is 10 guys. Free to go. Where do you go now?
Well, I suppose we should go and visit Carmichael.
Did anyone check on him, her brother?
He's not even awake by the time she's been shot. He's still paralytic. Which probably explains why she could get away with it.
Stop. With my aching face.
Yeah.
I will check on him.
Okay.
For one particular reason. Any gin left in any of these bottles?
There's a quarter of a bottle of gin left in one of the bottles.
I will drink a whole lot.
Okay.
Because my face...
Yeah, because someone has punched you in the face repeatedly.
I'm not really sure what's going on.
Next morning, is there a big sort of...
Yeah.
Oh, you should see a doctor about that, old boy.
Is there anything shiny that I can pick up?
What, in his room? There's this box that's half open. Oh. There's quite shiny things in
there. Oh, we're not there.
Shape of a cross.
I'm just taking his gin.
You look a bit like medals.
That's like taking his gin's beneficial.
That's sensible, but I wouldn't think that.
No.
Is there anything in her room that's shiny that I can...
Oh, God, yes. There's a lot of shiny things, and one thing that's definitely not shiny because it's mostly red. The big sort of troika chisel thing is completely soaking red. But all of her surgical equipment is very shiny indeed and seems to be made of stainless steel.
No one asks for that gun mech, do they?
They don't think to. It's a standard heavy revolver. Medical issue. Medical core issue, even. Intensively.
I have a surgical kit.
Yeah. And a shit ton of drugs.
I have a lot of confusion and a bruised face.
Yeah. So far we're doing well. He's got an anger and
Well, you don't know he's not getting pissed.
And a new feeling of the corruption of the city stealing over him. You have a madness and a surgical kit. You've got a bruised face and some gin. He's got somebody's revolver. And you've got a whole load of confusion about all of them. Well, that was
diverting for a few moments.
A series of events that occurred. It was adequate. You are basically the people of the neutral planet. If you see my wife, tell her hello. Yes, so the Death Watch clean up the personage for you. Is there anything you lot want to do in Camden before returning to mine?
What drugs do I have?
What drugs don't you have? She's really well stocked. The drugs that she has a lot of are things like tranquilizers and soporifics. She seems to have had a lot more of the sort of paralytic, soporific, tranquilizer type things than you would normally see in a case like this. Presumably because she used to knock people out and then drain them of their blood to turn them into zombies. If you search in the bunker, you can actually find a medical room in there. That floor is covered in blood. She's giving me the look now. Is it shiny? No, it isn't. It's really old, though.
Do I freak out a little in there? Probably freak out a little in there.
No. Well, yes and no. Not from it being in the bunker, but definitely from lots of people having been murdered in there. Rustin is not one of them. One killed in there.
Okay. Interesting.
Are you actually going to go looking around for all the various...
No.
Okay, probably
I will ask you about the various drugs that I have.
She comes up to you. You're in the Thirsty Soldier. Getting steadily drunker and drunker. And to be perfectly honest, the soldiers have sort of gone, well, he's drinking like a soldier. It's probably okay to be in here. And then she comes in and they're all like, what the shit is going on here? And she wanders over to you, sits down in front of you, and then puts all these bottles out and goes, what are these do? There's a lot of interesting drugs there.
Okay.
You've got some really powerful tranquilizers. You've got some really good paralytics, the sort you'd use when you were doing surgery. There's all sorts of interesting things.
I know.
That's quite bendy, apparently.
I should point out that he's just crawled under the table. It's not just some random thing that's going on in the room.
There was a reason for it.
Yeah. There was a reason for the crawling under the table. It wasn't, he just wanted to go under the table. Like some kind of table miner. I'm going to stop that. There's a selection of interesting drugs. The selection has a bit of everything, but it's strongly weighted towards knocking people out, stopping them from moving, allowing you to kill them.
Drugs. Knock people out.
Are these useful?
If you want to knock people out. Yes.
Remembering he got shot, I'm sort of going to wait now at this point and think, oh, he got shot, I better check if he's alright, I suppose.
He's drunk in the corner of the Thirsty Soul.
If we want to knock people out.
And he seems to be having a conversation with Lottie.
Do we keep them?
Yes, we do.
Everybody, when you perhaps come in, everybody in the place goes, what?
Because I'm Doctor.
But they're shiny.
And then goes really quiet.
I'll let you look at them, if you like.
No. Put them back away.
Don't care.
The Lamana in the doorway.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Walk over to that table.
I will put everything away. Where are you even going?
You got shot. Are you alright?
Yeah, fine. Glass bruises. You're fine.
There is a basically up here on the shoulder of his coat. There's a bulge, and there's a hole in the coat there, right over his heart.
How are you still alive?
Follow the coat. The stairs.
As he pulls open the coat, a bullet falls out of the lump and lands on the floor.
There's a massive bruise. There's bits of glass still in it. Bottle of London. Never leave home without it.
Okay.
No way that's bad. Okay. Is there anything else anyone wants to do?
I might mention to Lord Lee that you might want to ask Lottie what the hell went on when we get back.
Are you all heading back to the Limehouse? Probably the next day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably go by Carmichael's house.
Okay. He's very, very hungover.
I will make a point of being very, very loud.
When he's better, he will totally punch you again. I have a question. When did you set up Carmichael's practical joke for?
It was probably that night.
Okay. So you head over to Carmichael's house. Normally he does business at his office, but obviously you're feeling bastardly. And you get there probably about 10 in the morning, because you take the omnibus that would normally take everybody to work. You need to pay 10 pennies.
10 pennies.
That can be covered. How many pennies are the penny?
14 in a shilling. Because that makes sense.
I hate this currency.
It was our currency for 600 years. It's just ridiculous.
Wait, I'm going to write this down so I don't forget. How
we
many
could have
stuck
to the same base.
20 shillings to the pound.
So
14 pennies to the shilling.
Can we not have like just stuck to like base 8 or something?
Right.
Base 16.
I think
hex would have been quite reasonable.
Yeah, hex would have been reasonable.
Well, just any base, as long as you keep it consistent.
Because it was to do with the size of the king's nose or something silly like that.
I think it was actually based on the old Roman thingy.
The emperor's nose, then.
Yeah, probably.
Roman but nose.
Anyway, you take a very long trip on the omnibus, and you finally get to Carmichael's house. And you ring the bell, and here's what we're coming.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry, sir. Mr. Carmichael is not available. And although, if you wish to come in, you can wait if you wish.
Oh, yes.
Please feel free to follow me into the drawing room.
And he takes you into quite a pleasant drawing room. Obviously, it's not your level of pleasant drawing room. You're used to far better drawing room. You're used to amazing drawing rooms with blackjack and hookers.
Looks like a drawing room. There's stuff. It's so, well, adequate.
Fuck me, it's gorgeous. So you sort of
go and sit. After about an hour or so, you hear some bustle upstairs. And Carmichael comes downstairs and comes in.
Ah, hello. somebody pops their head round the door. It's Tristian. He's got, well, quite wet hair, shall we say. So, see you later then, bye. Ah, yes, thank you very much. So, have you managed to complete your mission?
Yes, we have.
Good. Did you have any paperwork?
You managed to get that for us to sign off.
Yes. Well, I'm sure your father... I'm sure your father would be most pleased. Now, you already had an advance of £5.
Entirely correct.
Did you incur any further costs for which you have received?
receipts. Real receipts.
Did we get receipts for the 10 pennies?
You can have got a receipt if you really want to. The guy driving the omnibus gave you such an evil look. You did wonder whether he was going to come over the horse.
I'm nothing if not thorough.
Okay, so yeah, you... I see. 10 pence.
Any other receipts?
Everything has to be...
No, I wasn't thinking to ask for the thirsty soldier.
Well, that's what I told the chap. Right.
Excellent. Very well. What we will do is I will go over the particulars and we will send the money round as fast as possible.
Excellent.
I must admit that at this time I do not have another mission prepared for you, but I will do my best to locate one for you shortly.
Oh, splendid. Well, I could do the sit-down.
I believe payment should come to £45.10.
Sound about right?
Well, yeah. £5 advance. Anyway, my thanks to you, Lord Lee. Shake your hand and... He's got quite wet hair as well.
The old devil.
And you all return to Limehouse. Yay. Is there anything you want to do when you get back to the inn?
Check my wardrobe.
Somebody says hello and it's a wardrobe.
Say hello back.
Probably for the best. You find that your room's tidier than when you left it. What? It's just tidier than when you left.
No, that's limbs here, do they?
The bed's been turned down, for example. And, like, tucked in.
Samson?
Yeah?
No one else lives here, do they?
Not often.
Who tidied this up?
You? The mourner?
We've been out.
Do we have any gin?
Not anymore. Because he used it all trying to clear up bloodstains, remember?
Do we have any more?
No, but you can probably go and buy some.
I don't know, I don't normally go upstairs.
Yeah. Can I clear up a bloodstain?
You could try. It doesn't work.
No.
Well, that's what I'll try and find her if she's on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's busy scrubbing the bloodstain up in her room still. Which never seems to go away, despite the fact that she's using a lot of gin.
Afternoon.
I'll also say thank you, I've been doing it. Mm. Afternoon.
So what the hell was all that about then?
What was what?
Funny stuff occurring.
Funny stuff.
You can probably be there as well, because neither of them will notice you if you don't want to.
Yeah, screaming, the lights going out.
Doesn't that happen to you?
No!
Don't know. Just happens occasionally. I think it's something to do with the tone of voice.
Glug, glug. Gin just randomly fell over. Glug, 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 glug. Clang, glug, 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 glug.
Later! Cleaning!
He's giving her a look. You can't see the look, but it's a very good look.
I do have expressive eyebrows.
He does have expressive eyes. Eyes, not eyebrows. It's expressive eyes, not expressive eyebrows. We should stress this.
Mr. Ed has expressive eyebrows.
Yes.
Lord Lee has expressive eyes.
It'll be something along the lines of, I know you're not telling me everything, but I've got nothing to go on.
You're fibbing, you.
The small back would be, I know.
Right.
Seems to have got through it okay, so.
Unless anybody has anything else to do, I shall go on and award experience points.
Well, I'm just going back to my private lab.
Oh.
To think. And we do twisted things.
Twisted things. I don't know what that means. Experience points, 98. Right, let's have a quick look.
I'm going to, like, ground.
That's Mauna's. Experience points, 155. This book is beautiful, but it could have been better way down.
Contemplate the amount of money I own in the life.
Right. It took us 5 game sessions. And there was... I'm probably not going to give you as many as it says to give you, because you'll just be amazing. Right. Amazing.
Our egos would get too big.
Right. Currently, you're all, very interestingly, getting 12 points. Ooh. Justify an extra point.
Well, I use my medicinal skill to discover the modus operandi of the killer, which also helped us track down who the actual killer was, which turned out to be correct. Mm-hmm. I also reconnoitred quite skillfully in the different social sets, and I, came back from the fucking dead.
I think that works. You can have an extra point.
Woo! Lucky 13.
Yeah, that means you're getting 13 aces.
13!
13.
13!
It was totally intentional. Justify an extra point.
Hilarious shenanigans involving a lot of note passing.
Yes, a lot of note passing. That is great for me and you, but terrible for everybody else. Glug. Glug. Glug.
Search for a better cork. Put it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, hilarious shenanigans, lots of note passing, and I haven't really contributed many things useful, but for funsies.
I'll give you one.
Yes!
Justify yourself.
By systematically improving everyone else's ability to do things by carefully making sure every opportunity I bashed into, fumbled, or slipped up. So just allowing everyone else to shine to their full potential.
Wait, you went to grab them cakes.
I will... I'll give you an extra one for that because it's true. If you hadn't screwed up, this would have been so much easier for everybody and a lot more dull.
Well, I kept the reins on these idiots.
Oh.
And I nailed the bitch in the end.
You did nail the
bitch. I had sure no reins.
We got a confession with witnesses, because otherwise we didn't really have an awful lot.
Or indeed, anything. Yep, that'll do.
Goodness, she was crazy.
Yes.
I sliced the head off the first animal that we came across in one go.
In, 2 seconds flat.
And I tried to roleplay to my attributes in corruption by doing what Lord Lee said and trying to disarm her, not cut her head off.
Despite the fact that cutting her head off would have been so much easier.
and working to my corruption by attempting to care and then failing because I don't actually care.
Failing
and I have no charm anyway.
It's like, yes, this is...
I should go and check on people, but
Nope, that works. Right, increasing stats and skills and such. Attribute increases. To increase an attribute by 1 level costs 5 times the experience points at the current level.
The current one, not the one you're getting to.
Yeah. Skill increases is 2 times the experience points at the current level. And a new skill is purchased at level 1 for 3 points. Before we stop the recording so that you can do your experience points. About 4 days later, you get paid, which is lovely because you've run out of food by that point. About 2 days after that, sort of about mid of the morning, you hear a at the door.
I will go and answer the door.
You sat there with a newspaper.
You open the door. There is a badly bruised man who looks very dishevelled, but looks like he was until somebody roughed him the fuck up, wearing quite nice clothing. Hello? Is this where Lord Lee is living? Oh, I think I've lost a lot of blood.
Is he bleeding?
Yeah. Well, he's got a head wound and he's really pale and there's blood sort of sheeting down the side of his face. You think someone whacked him over the head and then robbed him?
I will lean round the side of her and hold out a gin bottle.
Oh my god! Oh! What's that?
Can I?
Gin!
Pull him into the house, sit him down, and then leave and go and find the doctor.
Where would you be?
I would, well...
You might be at your lab.
I would probably be at my lab.
No, is the answer. You can pull him inside and then search the house for the doctor, but it turns out the doctor's not here. They've just brought an injured man in.
Can I send Samson for the doctor? Because surely he knows where he is.
While you're busy searching in all the cupboards for the doctor, he goes off and gets him. Samson turns up and brings you over to the house. It's not very far, so it's not terribly easy. When you get there, there's an obviously concussed man.
No bloody hell.
You spend a couple of minutes sort of bandaging his head and so on, sort of checking him out. He's not too concussed, he'd probably be fine, just needs to sit down. He's in a bit of shock, so you make him some nice warm tea.
With because, him, isn't it?
Because tea.
Yeah.
British, you know.
With him,
yeah. After about half an hour, he's sort of looking a bit. Does Lord Lee live here?
Yeah, he's standing just there.
I'm probably sat down in the parlour reading the newspaper. No one bothered to tell me what's going on.
Well, you're probably in the same room as this guy.
But Samson has not announced him.
Did you want to speak to him?
Yes.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm actually Lord Chelmsford's servant. I need to talk to him for Lord Chelmsford, not for myself.
All right. I will get up and walk over to you. Some guy with some Lars Chelmsford?
Lars
Chelmsford?
Lord Chelmsford? Actually.
Oh, sorry.
No, you Chelmsford.
No. I've become him. He sent me. But I seem to have been mugged.
Who are you then?
I'm one of his servants.
Well, bloody well, stand up! Don't sit on my furniture in the presence of
he
your
He sort of stands up and staggers
I
slowly
immediately
sideways.
Sit him right back down. Concussion.
What's an excuse for standard slipping?
Lord Chelmsford would like to invite you to a party. A party which he is holding in 4 days at his house up west. I've got an invitation.
Ah, splendid.
He spends a couple of minutes trying to get into the inside pocket of his jacket and he holds it out. It's a very nice envelope. Lovely parchment paper, gold scroll work and so on. You open it up and I'm going to read it in Chelmsford's voice. Dear Lee, ha ha! I see you're slumming it! Well, this party will be right up your alley. Or possibly Main Street. Ha 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 ha! He actually writes. Ha 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 ha. It's quite worrying. I'm holding a peasants' party. Where we go and find the worst underlings we possibly can and bring them to the party because it's funny. I would love for you to come and join us. There's going to be all sorts of people there. We might even get the War Minister. Ha! 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 I hear that you've been shoved out of your house by the old biddies. Why don't you come and strap on the nose bag with me? Ha! 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 Ha!
Do I know Chelmsford?
You met him in Camden, remember?
Yeah.
So he told you he wanted to get you down to strap on the nose. He was one of the guys who sort of hung around. In case you might drop some money that you didn't need.
Tell his lordship I would be delighted to accept and will attempt to round up the roughest, most...
Yes,
Okay.
Unworthy low life I can.
I was supposed to give you carriage fare, but somebody stole it.
Oh dear.
Shall I make sure he gets out of it?
I will note the thing saying that the chap was unable to deliver the money, so you better deduct it out of his wages. Trying to get beaten up on the way back.
Oh, yeah. He's going to stagger to the door. If you want to follow him, that's fine.
I will assist him. Spot
yourself up.
Okay. With the only method I know how.
Yeah.
Well, I have a barrow. It's always full of corpses.
Yeah, I'll probably try and use my murder of crows to ensure that he.
Yeah, well, you can get him to the.
Well, I'll just put him in a barrow and obviously stop me pushing
to the steam lodges really easily.
Yeah. Stones really are slipping.
Well, I'll just push him out of the district in the barrow, put him on, probably tip him onto the jetty and watch him.
Yeah. He floats up down the river. And there you go. You've been invited to a party. And they've even told you to bring the plebs.
Chaps, and assembled alternative genders.
What are those?
Women.
Mourners obviously don't count as women anymore because they're mourners, and Lottie is, well, Lottie.
Clear your diaries in 4 days' time, we're going to a do.
Oh, goody, I can be condescended to.
Lovely.
Do. Party, Samson.
Oh, right.
Am I meant to dress up?
Well, of course.
He's going to come as a pantomime cow.
This wardrobe that I keep hiding in.
Don't worry, Chris. Most of them are incredibly inbred and stupid.
Really? I'm utterly surprised.
Yes, you have that tone of voice down pat.
You won't have too much trouble condescending to them.
And with that, we will end the first Unhallowed Metropolis game, which was known as Lost Inheritance. How did you find it all?
That was very good.
Silly.
I found everything except my character's brain cells.
Yes.
You can't find what's not there.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
It had to be said, I wanted to do a classic Victorian story for the first one, and Unhallowed Metropolis kind of lends its... Well, that and the fact that I watched Ripper Street, basically. Before I wrote this, I watched the entire series of Ripper Street in 2 days and then wrote this. Which is probably why we ended up with a Jack the Ripper themed...
Jacqueline the Ripper.
Yeah, Jacqueline the Ripper in this game. But yeah, I quite like Unhallowed Metropolis. I think I need to throw more animates at once at you. At least three. Because in the first round you can kill two, but you can't get the third one then.
Right, it's up to us four.
To kill things.
Shit.
That's true.
No, just like, shit, there'll be one left for the rest of us to kill somehow between the four.
Out of curiosity, what depicts how many actions you've got? Is it just the thing?
It's a combination of coordination and other things, I think. I think it's coordination and wit, which is why you're crap.
Defended by something or other.
I can't afford more vitality. That requires like 20.
The people built for speed get a lot of actions, and you get quite a few as well.
Like two,
yeah. But that's mostly because you've got quite a high coordination.
And I'm just thinking of a physical character. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Yeah. I must remember that you have the glass jaw impediment, though.
I must remember I've got drive carriage.
Look, yeah. Hit me.
Badly.
Yeah, how's everybody finding the game?
It was enjoyable.
Good.
The system takes some getting used to, and I think the Fandible guys are right. I think it is just skill, not stat and skill. Which makes me wonder why the fuck do you have stat?
Because stat limits your skills, doesn't it?
It does limit your skills, but at the same time, what? It's all very complicated. But yes, so that was the first Unhallowed Metropolis scenario. The second one, which is going to begin with a party, will hopefully be coming soon. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to leave us any comments or email us your abuse, you can do so at thecultofteamdice@gmail.com, I think.
You set up the email account.
I think we also have cult of teen dice as well, but I can't remember.
Or Twitter, or just on the blog.
Yep.
Anyone from Panama, I'm very sorry if I sounded like I insulted your country. I'm sure you did.
You always insult a country. You were insulting Wales last time.
See, that's more dangerous.
Yeah, that's more dangerous because they're over there. But yeah,
They're not far away. They have Doctor Who filming.
If there is anything you'd like us to review, then please feel free to let us know. I will be going to Empire again, I think, the weekend, which I may review, I may not, because I kind of have reviewed it today. What else? Is there anything else anyone wants to mention?
I'm working on a secret project. It's a way off, but you will learn.
Don't mention that! The secret project.
Don't mention project. The project.
Can't mention the project. Anyway, other things. No, I think that's it. Right, thank you very much for listening, and good night.
Goodbye.